The Haskell Free Library straddles the U.S.-Canadian border in Derby Line, Vermont, and Stanstead, Quebec. During the first Trump administration, Muslim families used the library as a safe space to meet loved ones they couldn't visit in the U.S. because of travel bans. A play inspired by those meetings and the ripple effects is now being performed by the Westin Theatre Company. The creator tells Vermont Public's Nina Keck it's taken on new meaning in the president's second term.
When word got out about these clandestine family reunions on the Vermont border during President Trump's first term, Karim Fahmy says it instantly struck a nerve. The playwright and director was born in Sherbrooke, Quebec, not far from the library in Stanstead. His parents had immigrated to Canada from Egypt.
The second I started reading about it, I was like, oh, I know this library. I know this place. I mean, this is where I grew up. And being, you know, my family is from the Middle East and is Muslim, immediately I knew, like, oh, this is my story to tell.
So he started writing A Distinct Society. The play centers on an Iranian heart surgeon who's trying to visit his daughter. She's in medical school in the U.S. Because of President Trump's travel ban, the father is barred from entering the U.S., while his daughter worries she won't be allowed back if she leaves. The two set out to meet in what they hope is a neutral zone, inside the Haskell Free Library, which is where the play unfolds. Fahmy says to him it was vital to make all five of his characters authentic and flawed.
They feel like real people and not just mouthpieces for political ideas.
Iranian-born actor Barzan Akhavan plays the father. He walks on stage with Tupperware containers filled with Iranian food he's made to comfort his daughter.
He's much like my father. He's incredibly gregarious, open, loving. He's not angry. He's generous. And I don't think that necessarily that's the first thing that a Western audience might think of.
There's an American Border Patrol agent who's not the villain, a young library patron whose parents immigrated to Quebec from Ireland and who feels ostracized as an English speaker. And there's a French-speaking librarian who's trying to navigate a new set of rules that push her morality. Polly Lee plays that role.
Each and every character in this play says, this is my place. It's about what is your place? What is your home? Who gets to dictate how you move in your home, where you belong, where you fit in? I feel like this play grapples with the micro questions around that.
The small town library is almost a character in itself, and the entire 90-minute story takes place inside it. There's a giant moose head, stained glass windows, and a warm wood ambience to the set that feels like so many small-town libraries in Vermont. Fahmy says the team took special care to ensure it looked like the real Haskell Free Library.
Well, I think that's the thing that's so special about the library, the story, the setting of the play, is that, you know, the library was built as this symbol of cooperation between these two countries, but specifically, it symbolizes Quebec and Vermont and what they share.
But it's a cooperative friendship that's been rocked by tariffs Trump has imposed on Canadian goods and changes to immigration policy. The Haskell Free Library was forced to add a separate entrance for Canadian visitors and install surveillance cameras. Earlier this year, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem visited the library following the fatal shooting of a Border Patrol agent. According to several news accounts, Noem parroted Trump in calling Canada the 51st state, something that angered locals. Fahmy says it makes the themes in his play all the more significant.
It's sort of scarily relevant today and is resonating in ways that I never would have imagined when I wrote it back in 2019.
Fahmy says there is so much right now that separates people. Borders, politics, language, race, and religion. He wants his play to nudge people beyond those divisions.
Just say, hey, what is our shared humanity? In this play, I really deal a lot with issues of family and food and literature and art, like things that that transcend all of those divisions.
The Westin Theatre Company will perform A Distinct Society through August 31st at Walker Farm. For Vermont Public, I'm Nina Keck.